This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 15 mega development projects worth around 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Mr. Modi also flagged off the Kanpur Metro's new corridor between Chunniganj and Nayaganj. These projects are aimed at boosting the region's infrastructure and connectivity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted that it is a matter of pride for the entire Uttar Pradesh that it is playing a big role in self-reliance in the defense sector. He said the entire world witnessed the anger and pain of daughters in the form of Operation Sindoor, and that India completely destroyed several terror hubs in Pakistan.
पहलगाम के कायरना आतंकी हमले में हमारे कानपुर के बेटे शुभम द्विवेदी भी इस बर्बरता का शिकार हुए. बेटी ऐशन्या की वो पीड़ा, वो कष्ट और भीतर का आक्रोश हम सब महसूस कर सकते हैं. हमारी बहनों बेटियों का वही आक्रोश ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के रूप में पूरी दुनिया ने देखा है. हमने पाकिस्तान में आतंकियों के ठिकाने घर में घुसकर सैकड़ों मील अंदर जाकर तबाह कर दिए, और हमारी सेना ने ऐसा पराक्रम किया कि पाकिस्तानी सेना को गिड़गिड़ाकर युद्ध रोकने की मांग करने पर मजबूर होना पड़ा.
The Prime Minister said Pakistan's state and non-state actors can no longer play the games and the enemy will be dealt with decisively.
पहला, भारत हर आतंकी हमले का करारा जवाब देगा. उसका समय, जवाब देने का तरीका और जवाब देने की शर्तें हमारी सेनाएं खुद तय करेगी. दूसरा, भारत अब एटम बम की गीदड़ बप्पी से नहीं डरेगा और न ही उसके आधार पर कोई फैसला लेगा. तीसरा, आतंक के आका और आतंकी सरपरस्त सरकार को भारत एक ही नजर से देखेगा. पाकिस्तान का स्टेट और नॉन स्टेट एक्टर ये अब खेल चलने वाला नहीं है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced a special relief package for the line of control residents of Jammu and Kashmir affected by recent shelling from Pakistan. The Home Minister said that in addition to the existing 90,000 underground bunkers, additional steps will be taken to strengthen the safety and support of border communities. Addressing a gathering in the town of Poonch after distributing appointment letters to the family members of victims killed in the shelling, the Home Minister said the administration is currently assessing the damage in the affected areas. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said today that the whole world is now acknowledging India's right to protect its citizens against terrorism. He emphasized that Pakistan must uproot the nursery of terrorism operating on its soil with its own hands. He called for the handing over of terrorists like Hafiz Saeed and Masood Azhar to India. He addressed officers and sailors on board India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, INS Vikrant, off the Goa coast today. The Defense Minister said Operation Sindoor is not just a military action, but India's frontal assault against terrorism. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said that significant progress has been made in India AI mission. Speaking at the India AI mission, Make AI in India and Make AI for India event in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has a very clear vision of democratization of technology, which means that technology should not be left in the hands of few, but it should be accessible to large sections of the society. The country's real gross domestic product GDP is estimated to grow by 6.5% in the financial year 2024-25. In the last quarter of the financial year 2024-25, real GDP has been estimated to grow by 7.4%. According to the Statistics and Program Implementation Ministry, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 9.8% in the financial year 2024-25. And that is the end of this news bulletin.